From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a shaky ceasefire is holding in Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, though, says three people have been killed since the U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire took effect. Violence has decreased, though, significantly in the region. Russia says the Syrian army is pulling back from a key highway that the United Nations plans to use for delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. The White House Thursday blamed the army for preventing aid from reaching people in need. The Russian Defense Ministry accuses the U.S. of failing to rein in rebels near the highway. Meanwhile, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to endorse the ceasefire agreement. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for the post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks the crisis of its very existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel says EU leaders must show that they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and tasks they face. The Philippines' top diplomat told a Washington think tank Thursday his government is committed to its long-term alliance with the U.S., but that it will not be lectured on human rights and treated like, quoting now, the Little Brown Brothers of America. Philippine Foreign Minister Perfecto Yasay called for mutual respect between the two countries. His plea came a week after relations were strained when Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte warned U.S. President Barack Obama not to question him about extrajudicial killings and called him the son of a whore. This is VOA News.